All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all. And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I'm doing, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
I'll fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running off my feet. I got a bad mustache, a reoccurring rash, and not a lot of cash to spend it on my stash. Man, it's good to be a geek. It's good to be a geek.
Two in a row.
Yes.
It's like a thing for us now.
It is.
We get to two, it's a good 2 weeks.
Isn't your mic awfully low, sir?
Nah, it's all right.
Like you're like the hunchback of Big Kev's geek stuff.
I could manually adjust it. Slightly.
Wow, those are probably very pleasant sounds for the audience to hear.
I'll mute it a little bit. They can deal. There, look. So much better.
I just don't want you bending over at the waist to get to the mic, that's all.
Quasimodo.
Not to get to the mic.
Yeah. Thank you. Very fun.
This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 249. Dear God.
Dear God, I like that.
It's not called Dear God, however, we're calling this the episode 249, Product Spectacular.
You know, if we had recorded this yesterday, this week's episode would be too darn hot. But,
yeah.
But we're one day removed from the heat wave.
We have to save the too darn hot
for August.
For actually too darn hot.
No, yesterday was like 90 degrees. It was like 92 degrees. It was ridiculous. Maybe not out by where you live in the boonies, but out here in civilization.
Sorry, it gets hot in the boonies too, up on the mountain.
You get that mountain breeze. The breeze I get around here is, well.
Wow. Hurtful. hope she's not listening.
Oh, that's not what I meant.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Right. Where do we start? Well, actually, how about we start real quickly with this?
Hey, Matt. Hey, Kev. This is Victor, Soundwave A10. I'm just calling to tell you guys about the Galactic Empire Trooper figures from the Jelly Empire. That is actually a three-way crossover with myself. I did the custom work on there. Obviously, Celine is Jelly Trooper and Eric from Argonaut Resins Producing. So, yeah, I just thought I'd let you know about that. And glad you guys are back. See you soon.
Okay, so like minor correction.
Oh.
We left somebody out when we were talking about the Galactic Empire.
We have a correction stinger?
No, we have a correction voicemail.
Oh.
We could have a correction stinger. You know, I never found drum roll for last week.
I'm really?
No, oh, I think I just manually drummed on the desk. But so look, from time to time we make an oopsie. But thank you, Victor, for calling in and correcting us on that point.
Victor.
And while we're doing corrections.
You didn't say what the correction was.
Well, the voicemail kind of said it. I think.
Oh, I thought you liked to emphasize it even after that.
According to Victor, we left out, I think, Eric from Argonaut Resins. I can neither confirm nor deny that.
So easily forgettable,
but
Eric
look,
from Argonaut Resins.
You know, it happens. But look, Eric, Victor, Selena, all working on the Galactic Empire Troopers.
Right.
It's, you know, all of them are talented people, and it is a fantabulous product.
Yes. Two of the three of them are extraordinarily wonderful people.
That's not nice.
What?
What did Victor ever do to you?
I didn't say anything. Did I say names? I said two of three.
Selena lovely.
You draw your own conclusions about what if you know these people, you've met these people, you can draw your own conclusions.
Oh, fine. And we have one other correction that came in via the Twitter.
We shouldn't have called, what's his name, Cyclops?
No. Stop that.
Well, if it was a correction, I'm trying to make the correction.
No. We should just let that be. He's back to work. He's moving on with his life.
I know. I saw him the other
day. That's positive. I know that you saw him.
He told
me that you saw him.
We did indeed hang.
That's lovely.
For a little bit.
I like him.
He actually was able to use his employment influence to garner a Star Wars piece for my collection that I needed.
Lovely.
From the back area.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I was stunned.
Hey, you know, it's nice having connections.
It's also nice when there's product to be had.
Right.
Hasbro. Hello. Right.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that. Oh, that's a news story. I forgot to add in the news, but we'll add that into the news.
Okay.
But we do have one other correction.
Uh-oh.
Vision.
Yeah.
Scarlet Witch.
Right.
Not Wasp. Right. So
yeah,
I picked up on it during the editing.
You know, okay.
And then Cousin Dave.
Right.
Reminded me at Cousin Dave on Twitter.
Cousin Dave, I'm going to meet you for a shootout in the old place, if you know what I mean, Cousin Dave. I'm coming back, Cousin Dave. Sure, you and I will be the only people there, but still, we'll have fun.
So yes, Vision was with Scarlet Witch, not with the Wasp.
Now, let me tell you why we made that mistake.
Why?
Because we were talking about Hank Pym.
That's right.
Pym is the person who was with Wasp.
Right, so it gets all convoluted.
I believe Hank Pym might have beat her up.
That's not right.
I'm just saying.
It just happened, though.
No, I mean, I think in the past, like, I think there were issues.
There were issues.
I could be wrong about that, but then, you know, there is the whole Yellow Jacket thing where Yellow Jacket's not a nice fella.
Yeah,
so there's some stuff.
Hank Pym, man of 1,000 faces.
And fists.
Right.
So
he's a true Renaissance superhero.
Ass Wasp. Just saying.
Oof. All right, can we move on with the actual news now?
Yes, sir.
Well, since you brought up the Hasbro thing, I'm going to take a quick aside and then lead into that. Last week, we talked about Paramount
Paramount.
Yeah, whatever. Pushing off G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Right.
And then we heard, oh, it's because they were converting it to 3D.
No.
And then we heard, well, it may not have tested so well in front of some of the
testers. Yeah.
And then heard that they were expanding upon, Channing Tatum? What's that guy's name? They're expanding upon his role in the film, and they're fleshing it out a bit more. And where he may or may not have originally died, he may or may not now survive. So, so that's the update on that. But what leads into that and what goes to Hasbro.
Can I comment on that
as well?
You can,
absolutely.
Actually, what I heard was that it tested worse than the first one.
Right, right.
Which, if that's even possible, I can't imagine it.
So Hasbro, despite what you may have heard,
right,
has not shelved Waves 2 and 3.
Oh, they're out.
They have postponed.
Oh, postponed them.
Waves 2 and 3.
2 and 3, right.
Until, like, closer to the movie launch, which I believe is going to... The figure we should see March or April with the movie hitting in the summer of next year.
The figures are hitting now.
Wave one. But wave two and three has been postponed
until
next year.
2013.
Correct.
So we're gonna have eight figures and then nothing for essentially a year. And then
more or less.
Wow, is that dumb?
Well, I don't think that it is dumb, actually.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because I think they need I think what they think is that they need the movie to sell the figures. And if the movie is a year off,
right,
the figures being out now, what's going to happen is some will sell to G.I. Joe collectors and the rest of them will sit around for a year.
Yeah.
So you put out Wave 1 now. Your collectors are already scooping them up because I've seen some people already talking about buying them. And then, you know, hopefully you have a big push. So, my guess is going to be you're going to see Wave 1 resolicited probably. And then Wave 2 and 3 to follow in the new year.
Well, we'll see if that happens.
So we'll see.
But I know that Wave 1 vehicles are out, the Hiss tank, and there's some sort of G.I. Joe plane. And then there's two like motorcycle type vehicles. I think one might be a quad with Snake Eyes and another one with like Firefly, the Saboteur might be on a motorcycle.
Yes.
And then the figures, there's Roadblock as portrayed by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Snake Eyes, Zartan, Cobra Commander, a Cobra Trooper, a G.I. Joe Trooper. These are generic. Those two last two are generic troopers.
Okay.
And these are all things that I've seen so far. And I think that there's a Channing Tatum figure that's out also.
Right.
Duke. I think he's Duke.
Right.
And what else? There was like, one. Oh, the two electric noise making Snake Eyes and Dwayne The Rock Johnson in about 10 inches of hard plastic with limited articulation.
Right.
That makes sounds and things.
That weird scale.
Yeah. And there may be some role play stuff out as well, but I'm not sure about.
You know, the role play stuff kind of survives
right.
with or without a movie to back it.
Can we divert for another second?
Sure.
I saw the Batman Dark Knight Rises toys.
Are they terrible? No, wait, these are the Mattel ones? We saw those at Toy Fair.
Sir.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about them next week.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to prepare everybody now.
Prepare ye?
Yeah. Because.
The way of the board?
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, what the F?
We'll get there.
One more Mattel announcement.
Sure.
June 15th.
Yes.
Will be your day to start ordering the Voltron Green Lion with Pidge.
Lovely.
For those of you that are collecting the big giant Voltron,
sure.
Of which I am one.
Right.
So that's June 15th, Green Lion Pidge.
That's most excellent.
Sorry, you can go on now.
Okay. How about we do Iron Man 3? So John Favreau will be returning in Iron Man 3. As Happy Hogan.
As Happy Hogan, yeah.
Yes. So that's nice. It's nice that he could still be part of the whole
right
adventure that is Iron Man.
Yes, sir.
Not really that big of a surprise, but nice to hear.
It is actually a huge surprise.
Really?
Because he has had a giant rift with Marvel Studios.
He has, but at the same time, he's kind of held on to those producer credits.
Right.
In some capacity. And I think he's get some sort of producer credits for Iron Man 3 also.
Maybe.
So I think that was part of his
deal.
Yeah. So look, you know, he wants to work with Shane Black. That's great.
Sure.
Be in the flick. This afternoon online popped some images of Patriot armor from Iron Man 3.
Really?
Yes. So there's an image of the Patriot armor. And, you know, I don't know much about Patriot armor because I gave up on Marvel books. I think probably while a lot of that was going on.
Uh-huh.
But it will appear in the film. In the images, these are images kind of someone snapped from the set.
Right.
We see that it's James Badge Dale who's wearing the armor. And in the film, he is playing Eric Seven, who's a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army. I guess in the comics, he's a cyborg. He steps on a landmine, becomes a cyborg named Cold Blood. Cold Blood. I have no idea who any of these characters are.
I have no idea who that is.
But obviously, they're tweaking that to make him this Patriot Armor Iron Man
guy.
Which...
Deathlok.
Which is a problem because I think it's going to become... It's going to be too many Iron Men running around. Because we have to assume, although we haven't seen it, but I think that we had heard War Machine will be back, right?
I haven't heard anything about Don Cheadle.
So, I don't know.
Unless the role is going to change again.
Oh, Jesus Christmas.
Dude, I don't know who it would be this time, but...
So,
Don Cheadle, we thought was the... We didn't have any idea about Don Cheadle until, like, you know, right at near the end of the waiting process. So, it could be anybody.
Right.
Trying to think. Young black actor. Terrence Howard comes to mind. I'm just...
Yeah, but I like Don Cheadle better. So, Trek.
Uh-huh.
Simon Pegg kind of thinks you're stupid.
Me, personally?
Not you, personally. Oh. No, he's...
Because fuck Simon Pegg, if that's
no. he's talking about the con chatter.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And what we thought or heard was confirmed that Benedict Cumberbatch was playing Khan.
You imagine being saddled with that name.
Yeah, I know. According to Simon Pegg... it's not Khan. That's a myth. Everyone's saying it is, but it's not. I think people just want to have a scoop. It annoys me. It's beyond the point to just ferret around for spoilers all the time to try to be the first to break them.
He's talking right at Annie Cool News.
Yeah, or
superhero hype.
Or any one of those sites.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really just calling them out. Now, whether or not he's being aloof, or whether or not it's actually not Khan, who knows? Of course, if it's not Khan, then it goes back to
who is it?
So it's a waiting game.
It's Cybok.
Oh God.
Spock's half brother.
No,
they're actually remaking Star Trek V.
Is that what they're doing? Yuck. Anyway,
that would be so bad. It would be good.
That would be horrendously terribly bad. And then I have one more thing, and that's it for the news tonight.
Wow.
We're product heavy. News light.
Got it.
I missed the fact that there was a TV series coming to NBC called Hannibal. Did you know this? Apparently this was announced back in like February or March of this year.
This is one of the things I count on you for.
Right.
I thought you were gonna say Revolution.
No, but we can talk about that if you want. I don't know much about it, but you're welcome to talk.
I don't really know much about it either.
But, so Hannibal, obviously, Hannibal Lecter, TV series based on that character.
But,
I don't know. Now we hear that MGM is producing for Lifetime, how the fuck does that work?
Oh.
Clarice.
What? More about Clarice Starling?
Apparently. So, I don't know if that's going to be like a cop drama. And the Hannibal Lecter part of it never comes into it. It's just a leading lady.
Hey,
cop drama.
There's a lot of stuff happened between one and two.
I'm just saying I just find it really interesting that this many years later, we don't get one, we get two.
We don't know a thing about Hannibal.
I don't really know much about it.
Who's playing him?
I don't have any of that information. If it's out there, I couldn't find it today. And I only kind of...
With all due respect, if we can have Dexter... We can have Hannibal.
And I will agree with you that it could work. I just find it odd that it's now. Do you know what I mean? To me, it seems kind of like the ship has sailed.
It is a while since then.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
If this was 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, I'd be like, oh, okay. It just kind of seems like Hannibal's getting a little long in the tooth. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the actor who portrayed him certainly is.
Clearly. But, well, which one of them? Yeah. Exactly. There's been three different actors that have portrayed him.
Yes,
so,
sir.
So there you go. So I think that's the news.
Interesting.
Do we want to take a quick break?
Or
do we want to like lump that quick DVD thing in there real quick and then take a break?
DVDs this week include True Blood Season 3.
That's it.
And with that, OG, let's take our first break and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 249, the episode 249 product spectacular.
Hello, this is Master Shake from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Mama, you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Listen up. You still listening? All right, have fun, you geeks. Goodbye, Mama. Shut up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 249.
The episode 249 Product Spectacular.
The episode 249 Product Spectacular. Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. And if you'd like to leave us a voicemail, perhaps, you can do that over at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Right. And before we go into comics, it's actually True Blood Season 4.
What did I say?
Three.
Oh, four, then.
All right, let's do this.
Geek Stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comics to check out this week.
I have two.
I have more than two, but you can go first, OG.
Well, I'm pretty positive one of mine overlaps with you, so I will do mine. Out this week, I don't know why I picked this up, but curiosity got the best of me. Star Trek, The Next Generation, Doctor Who, issue one.
Is that new? I think they've had a crossover already, haven't they?
No, we talked about this coming, but this is actually it. This is the one that involves the Borg and the Cybermen uniting together. Written by Scott and Dave Tipton with Tony Lee. Art by J.K. Woodward. I haven't read the whole thing yet. I read about halfway through. Writing is pretty good. Seems at least interesting. I'm not in love with J.K. Woodward. He's a very talented man. I don't doubt it. It's kind of like a painted style, right?
Okay.
I'm just not feeling it, though. I'm not feeling it for this particular book. So, I will finish reading the rest of issue one, and if it continues to pick my interest, I definitely will check out issue two. There were two variant covers this week. I picked cover B because that was the cover that didn't have the artwork of J.K. Woodward.
Gotcha.
Also, the other book I picked up this week, Batman, the New 52 Annual, number one. This is a Night of the Owls, tie-in, and it also features what I believe is the debut of Mr. Freeze in the New 52 universe.
Yes. We should really take an extra moment to talk about it, because Scott Snyder and James Tynion IV,
right,
or Iv, are the writers. We don't want to assume. Scott Snyder, we know, is a really, really great writer, but we should really take a second and talk about this Jason Fabok character who did the art and the cover.
Lovely.
The art in this book is really spectacular.
Mr. Freeze looks fucking great.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, the art in the book is just really spectacular. And I think it's good to point out these guys when they're young and up and coming. This guy's been doing covers and things for a bit. But his narrative style, it was pointed out to me, an opinion that it might be a little stiff. I say that he's a little nervous. You're doing a Batman annual. You might be a little nervous.
I don't know. I don't really find it stiff. I find it actually, I don't know. I
think it's awesome. I didn't say it was my criticism.
No.
This is what I said to that person. I said, if that's your criticism, I would say, you know, give the kid a shot here. You know what I mean?
I don't know. It seems pretty dynamic to me. I'm digging it.
Shall we go on?
It. Yeah, absolutely.
Batman Beyond Unlimited number 4.
Okay.
So I know that you have no interest in this book.
Zero interest in that book.
But you should, because it's really, really, it's really, really quite good.
So you've said.
Uh-huh. And, you know, this features I guess it's the Justice League of the future. I can't remember what, there's a name for them. I can't remember what they're called, though. But all the future Justice League types are all really spectacular characters. And so you should definitely check out this book. I think it's vastly underrated. A lot of people, I think, are a little jaded against it.
Okay.
Because really it's not, you know, I guess from a technical standpoint, it's not really part of the universe.
Yeah, but you know I mean? I don't think that's necessarily book. A bad thing.
I don't either.
As long as it stands on its own two feet, it's...
That's the criticism, I think.
Well, you know, people are stupid.
People have a... Yeah, well, I know that. Also, check out Rocketeer Adventures 2, number 3.
Yeah, I'm just confused by this 2, 3.
It's volume 2.
One. I just don't understand why they didn't continue with the numbering of volume 1. That's all.
Because they did a second volume, sir.
I understand.
Stories in this one include stories by David Lapham, Kyle Baker, Matt Wagner, hello, and Eric Powell, famous of The Goon.
Why do I know David Lapham?
I'm not sure why you know David Lapham.
That name is sticking out to me, but I can't place where I may or may not know it from.
Well, this anthology series featuring The Rocketeer is an absolute must-buy if you are a Rocketeer fan. And my understanding is that they're going to continue to do these types of little stories, so you should check that out from our friends at IDW.
Oh, Stray Bullets. That's why I know it.
Oh, yeah, Stray Bullets.
That's right. I know that name. What is it?
A couple of Marvel books to point out. I'm going to group them together. It's Wolverine and the X-Men number 12 and X-Men Legacy 267. These are your Avengers versus X-Men crossover issues.
Right. Okay. I hear you. I actually stopped.
I'm so close.
I stopped.
I got bored. I'm just so close because it's so impossible to follow as it is. And it goes from issue to issue in other stories. So in other words, the end of the Wolverine X-Men may pick up in the next, in X-Men Legacy, for example.
I was reading AVX.
Yeah.
I got bored. I stopped.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, I'm done.
It's a shame because I really would like to keep reading some of these books and I think I'm out of reasons.
Yeah. No.
I think I may have to fold.
Lovely.
Which really stinks.
No.
It stinks,
no.
Sir.
Stand up for your right. Stand up for your wallet.
Let's talk about some trades.
Let's.
Baltimore, The Curse Bells by Mike Mignola, Christopher Golden, Ben Steinbeck, and Dave Stewart all having duties on this Dark Horse release. This is volume 2 of the Baltimore stories.
So this is not BPRD related?
No, sir.
This is just gothic horror kind of thing?
Kind of thing.
Okay.
It's the same type of Hellboy, BPRD type stuff that Mignola is famous for. This story is slightly different. I don't want to give too much away about it.
Just kind of thumbing through it and reading the back. It sounded like it should just be a BPRD offshoot a little bit.
Well, it's what you can't just keep doing BPRD and...
I know, but Hellboy. it's a rich universe.
Mignola probably could
lump anything into it.
I think it's a separate universe. Also, I don't think these books have crossed over.
No. What I mean is BPRD is a rich universe.
Right.
So it's possible to do things like this within that world without really doing that world. You know what I mean?
And I don't think it would be impossible to connect these books
at some point.
But I don't. I mean, unless I've missed it, I don't see that they've been connected thus far.
All right.
This may be the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, that's interesting. I dig the artwork.
It's Batman Death by Design by Chip Kidd and Dave Taylor.
Now, what is this exactly? It's a standalone story.
Yeah.
Never before published.
Never before published.
So this is a graphic novel.
Graphic novel.
Okay. Who's the artist? Is it Kidd?
The artist is Dave Taylor.
Dave Taylor.
Chip Kidd, you know the name because you know some of the other books. He's done a lot of these retrospective books on characters, the most notable of which would be like Batman, or I think one he did recently, gosh, I hope he did this one, is that Batman phenomenon in the 60s in Japan.
Oh, okay.
I believe that was Chip Kidd.
Okay.
The thing to know about Chip Kidd is whatever books he puts out are fabulous. I mean, they are from the design of the actual book, the feel of the book, the whole layout of the thing is phenomenal. Now, add to that, well, Chip Kidd wrote this one also.
Right.
He wrote the story. Add to that this guy, Dave Taylor.
Who I really like his character design.
I have no idea who Dave Taylor is.
I would go so far as to say that if DC Direct is paying attention, Dave Taylor is an appropriate candidate for a future DC black and white, Batman black and white statue.
Let's talk about...
That's how much I appreciate his character design.
I have actually uncovered new evidence, OG.
Oh, yeah?
As to who these two gentlemen are. You know where I looked?
The back.
Back of the book. Chip Kidd is a designer and writer in New York City. I'm not going to read the whole thing. The books that he's worked on, OG, not only do I know that you have read some of these, but I think you may own some of these. Batman Animated.
Right.
He did Peanuts, The Art of Charles Schulz, which we talked about on this show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He did Mythology, the DC Comics Art of Alex Ross, which we've also talked about on this show. This is his first graphic novel as an author.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So that's what he's been doing. He's won multiple Eisner Awards for these books and so on. Dave Taylor, get this, dude. Started working for Marvel UK, where he created, where he co-created Gene Dogs. Remember, we talked about that book once. And then he went to DC, where he served as a Batman artist on Shadow of the Bat and World's Finest. He co-created Tongue Lash, which was an adult book, apparently. Published worldwide to great acclaim. His work for 2000 AD has been greeted with equal acclaim. His designs to save the planet have so far fallen on deaf ears. Very funny.
Right.
Let's talk about it from an art perspective. Now, okay. I haven't read the story yet, but I'll tell you what, the story looks phenomenal. Okay, it looks like an old movie.
Yeah, yeah, it's got a
noir
feel to it. Yep.
So most of the book is in, it's black and white with some spot colors.
Right.
However,
like a noir movie.
Like a noir movie, yeah. But it's all sort of, it all looks like charcoal.
Yes.
Or crepas or pastel type usages. You can see where the artist, where Dave Taylor has used the medium to pick up the texture of the paper,
right?
Make that part of it. Plus his designs on the character, Joker inside.
Joker looks great also.
Yeah. Batman. I mean, the whole thing reeks.
That Joker on that page.
Oh yeah.
He looks a little like Colonel Sanders in that picture. I'm just saying.
Really? He kind of looks like the guy he's based on, who was a silent film person, if you've ever seen that picture. But just the minimal amount of color that you can use. And wow, I mean, the book is blowing me away, and I haven't even read it yet. So from an artist perspective, this is the coolest Batman book to come down the pipe in a while, I would say. Batman, Death by Design, Chip Kidd and Dave Taylor. This one is going to run you $24.99.
Oh, that's actually a reasonable price for something
from
like that.
DC Comics. And we should say Baltimore, The Curse Bells, which is a hardcover, also going to run you $24.99. So two of those to check out this week.
Conrad Veidt.
Who's that?
The dude that Joker was based on.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. The Laughing Man or something like that, right?
Geek stuff, product reviews.
Product.
Well, there's a lot of it. Let's just say that.
Let's just skip it.
All right. This has been Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
I don't think that's going to fly, sir. Why don't you open with this one, OG?
This is someone we haven't talked about on the show in a while.
I know, but we're catching up with old friend and new products.
Did we miss the line by them that I'm really ridiculously interested? Did we miss the steampunk line?
Oh,
and gone?
Yeah, well, actually, we're going to talk about that next week, OG, so thank you for teasing that.
Oh, good.
It's not actually by them, but it is, but it isn't, and I'll leave you with that.
Yeah, I read a little bit about it. Yeah. Okay.
So
this, of course, is Tonner that we're talking
Tonner,
about.
Tonner character figures.
That's right.
Tonner is that
character
what it is?
Figures. Yes, it is.
Tonnerdoll.com.
What we have here is Phoenix. Jean Grey is Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
Now,
this is a regular Phoenix.
This is not Dark Phoenix.
Right. Dark Phoenix, I believe, was their San Diego exclusive last year.
It was an exclusive.
Right,
I don't
at some
remember
point.
Where it
so
was.
So this is the green and gold outfit of Phoenix from Marvel Comics.
And I'm going to say that she looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I like the likeness. I mean, it's not really a likeness, but I like the
presentation.
The presentation. Yeah. I like that face sculpt. Right. I like the costume a lot. It has that, you know, it has that classic Tonner. Everything is super awesome when it comes to the clothing and the dress.
The real kind of attention paid to those sorts of things, like the real costume, the real hair.
Right.
Those sorts of things. We're always so appreciative of those things because you could easily take shortcuts with a figure like this. And they just don't do that.
I do have one criticism.
I know where it is.
I have a criticism of this figure.
I know.
And it is a criticism I have brought up on multiple figures.
I was about to say, it's a criticism you have actually spoken directly to the face of Robert Tonner.
I brought it up to Robert Tonner, and he looked at me a little like, but...
How dare you tell me my business, you snide boy!
All right. And I'll tell you why it bothers me so much. Okay. So, obviously, the Phoenix costume, Jean Grey has gloves.
Correct.
On. Or actually, is it actual gloves or is it molded into the... Is it all one suit? Because this is actually one continuous piece. This is not gloves.
I'm not sure.
On this piece?
I'm not sure in particular with this character. But we know on other characters it isn't.
It isn't, right. So the problem that I have is what I like to call the mitten hand.
Wow. Wow. Phoenix is ready to serve you muffins fresh out of the oven.
That's right. So they have these, they have this.
Let's give credit where credit is due. That looks a way better than some of the ones they've done in the past.
This looks better than Jessica Rabbit.
Very good.
What Jessica Rabbit looked kind of like she had stockings on her hands.
Of mittens. Of mittens.
Yeah.
Like big giant, like kiln mittens. Like if you've ever done pottery.
Right.
Those giant gloves that they have to take the hot pottery out of the kiln.
Her and Roger were doing pottery, not patty cakes.
Yeah, apparently.
That's what was going on.
Pottery cake.
Pottery cake. So, okay. So.
That's at least form-fitting to the hand on this figure.
Yes, it is a little bit more form-fitting. Although, in this particular one, look at the profile. It's a little penguin hand. What's that? What's that genetic deformity?
Thalidomide, something like that.
All right. So here's the issue. She has a hand underneath,
right,
with sculpted fingers.
Uh-huh.
The fingers are not articulated,
right,
but they are sculpted. You can make out each individual figure. Okay. But when they do the costume, they have this mitten that they put on it.
It almost you would almost want them to do the glove to the wrist,
right,
and then do separate hands.
Okay,
so a gold set of hands and a flesh set of hands.
What we've seen in the past, and I don't remember. I think it was Miss Marvel. Did they do a Miss Marvel figure?
I don't recall if it was with Miss Marvel.
There was a Marvel. I'm pretty positive it's a Marvel FIBA. It must be Miss Marvel. They actually just painted the hands black.
Oh, they did?
Yes, because I pointed it out to him at Toy Fair. I said, do you see what you did with this one here? This is how you should do
maybe
this.
Maybe it was Miss Marvel. Maybe it was Miss Marvel that they did that with. Well, I'd like to say also that in addition to the awesome real hair and real costume stuff, she also comes with the enormous boots. I mean, they go all the way up, if you know what I'm saying. And, she's actually a really awesome character. You know, Tonner has not been doing Marvel for very long. And, I think what they've done so far, though, has been really spectacular in the female characters.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so, real quick.
It was Miss Marvel.
And if you know Miss Marvel, you know the character design. Right. She's got the long black elbow length gloves.
Right.
So what they did on the Miss Marvel figure was they actually have a sculpted.
They go almost to her shoulder.
Well, they have a piece of fabric.
Right.
Right. That goes from like just below the shoulder
to the wrist.
And then the hand is painted black.
Right.
So you can make out the individual figure.
Right.
Fingers. It looks so much better.
Than this?
Yeah, I mean, look, I really like that figure. I think it's really well done. It has all of the awesome things that we love about Tonner. But that oven mitt look bothers me to no end. And I there's such an easy solution. And I can't imagine that it would be the cost can't be that different.
Well, see, that's a thing that we don't know. And what we like to point out when we do talk to Tonner, when we talk about Tonner, is that we are so impressed with so much of the stuff that they do. And when it gets down to this little nitty gritty stuff like this, yeah, it's bothersome. But at the same time, we don't know what maybe they thought it wouldn't look good with gold painted hands.
I will say that when I had this discussion with Robert, he did inform me that some of the licensing approval people on some of the other pieces, and I don't want to mention any companies or whatever because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but they insisted that everything was fabric. And
which
so
is
he,
weird.
He did that, right. Which is weird because in the piece that I'm thinking of in particular...
Hasn't come out yet.
That would have worked so well.
Yeah.
It would have worked so well.
Hasn't come out yet.
So anyway.
It's still a possibility that it could be changed.
I doubt it. Let's holding my breath.
Let's try to
all right.
Assume
but anyway,
positive intent, sir.
Check out the Phoenix by Tonner.
Right.
Go to tonnerdoll.com. You can check out all of their products over there. And it really is a great piece if you can get past the oven mitts.
Want to run through this one really quickly. It's the DC Comics figure collection. Now, I know we haven't talked about these. We've been talking about the chess pieces. We've talked about Star Wars pieces
right.
and all those sorts of things. This lead figure is of gold.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
Now I'm confused.
It's the character gold from
yours
the Metal
is scuffed.
Men. What?
The base is scuffed.
Where?
You got scuffed on the base.
Where?
Look at the base. Look at the black streaks.
Where? I
Your
don't see
lead
it.
Is dirty.
Oh, I can clean that. as you know, we've talked about these from time to time. Eagle Moss Collection.
Wow.
It's a British company. It comes with a great book that talks about the character. Plus, you get the awesome lead figure. I'm hoping this means they're going to do all the Metal Men, unlike some other companies out there who have put out some of the Metal Men, but not all of them.
Tim.
I don't want to mention any names because I know they've been sculpted. Anyway, check that out. That's going to run you. I'm not sure what these run.
Well,
anymore.
Based on the back of that book, you're not getting another Metal Men next. That's an interesting character choice.
Mira?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. She
they're
just,
getting it. They've been do.
They're deep. They're deep into
yeah.
that.
107 of these so far.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you
they're
gotta be,
deep.
You got to be deep at this point.
And if they're going to do stuff like Metal Men and Doom Patrol, I'm in. But, you know, it's really great quality. The sculpting is really great. I think the book that comes with it is really great.
I
think
you.
They probably run around $16 or so, something
That's
like
not so
that.
Bad.
Yeah. So definitely check out the Eagle Moss Collection. You've seen them all around. There are tons of them around everywhere. And we also want to talk about, we're proceeding OG through our product
spectacular.
And we're going to talk about Diablo 3.
Why are we talking about Diablo 3?
Because we got the collector's edition, sir.
We did?
Yes.
I wish I had the time to play games like Diablo 3.
Well, I'm going to make time, sir. The ultimate Diablo 3 experience. You want to know what's in it?
Stuff.
Behind-the-scenes DVD and Blu-ray two-disc set, which talks about the making of Diablo 3, how they did it, so on and so forth.
Right.
If you would think that that was enough. How about the game, Diablo 3, PC and Mac versions? This is the full version of Diablo 3 on a DVD-ROM.
I was hoping that the game would be in there.
I know you were hoping that. That's why I didn't go with the game first.
Fingers crossed.
Because I want to throw you off for a second. That right there would be enough for me.
But.
Awesome game. How they made it?
I'm guessing the Art of Diablo 3 book.
I'm scanning. The Art of Diablo 3
yes!
book.
Yes! I know Blizzard very
OG.
Well.
OG. OG for the win. That right there would be enough to get me interested in having the Diablo 3 collect set.
But wait,
there's more! Oh no, we're
this
not
is
done.
This an infomercial. I feel like we should be on at like 3 a.m.
Get in line, people. Diablo 3 limited edition collector's edition set. There's only 48 million of them available. There wasn't, actually, and they sold out like lickety-split.
That's not surprising.
How did he do that all those years? My throat's killing me now.
I have no idea.
Damn. Collector's edition soundtrack.
Ooh, the lolly.
So all the tracks that you hear in the game on a CD for you to... listen to exclusive in-game content. You get the Diablo 3 aesthetic artifacts. Call forth glowing angel wings, unfurl an exclusive banner, and dye your armor sets with the battled cloud or battled smoke items. I have no idea what any of that means. However, that said, any in-game stuff with Blizzard is always awesome.
It's
looking
always fun.
In the game.
It's always fun.
How about this? Play World of Warcraft, OG?
I do.
Oh, World of Warcraft Pet Fetish Shaman. Journey throughout the Warcraft with World of Warcraft with a fetish shaman at your side. StarCraft II Battle.net Portraits. Display your status as a hero on the Mortal Realms with an exclusive army decal and 3 Diablo-themed Battle.net Portraits. So you get something... You
for
get,
everything.
You just get tons of stuff.
Sure.
Am I done, OG?
No. That box is heavy. There must be something sculpted in there.
No, there's more. Diablo Skull and 4 GB user soul stone. Dun, dun, dun. What does that mean, OG?
I have no idea.
shackle your PC into unholy slavery with this 4 gig USB Soulstone and Diablo Skull base. The USB also includes full versions of Diablo 2 and Diablo 2 Lord of Destruction, so you can retrace the sinister path of the Dark Wanderer once more.
Loverly.
Is that everything in here, OG?
Whatever it is, you better get to it, because...
Yes, that's everything
in here. Oh, thank God.
That's everything in here. And we want to point out, of course, that Wizard... check out Blizzard.com.
Right.
For more information
Blizzards
about this.
Of the Coast.
We want to point out the fact Blizzard is always putting out these collector's editions, whatever they put out, and they are always packed to the gills with the finest extra stuff you've ever gotten a hold of. In addition to getting Diablo 3, if you're any kind of Diablo fan, everything in here is going to be exciting and fun and going to enhance your game experience, even in other games.
Apparently.
Like World of Warcraft.
This is the complete package.
And not only that, they're giving you Diablo 2 and the Diablo 2-like expansion.
Well, that's nice of them.
So you're getting two games in the box, OG.
That's lovely.
I know. And I'm not sure what this retails for. I'm pretty sure they've sold out at this point.
$1 million.
Well, I think you're going to be looking in the second market, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I think you're probably looking, I don't know, 1.5, 2?
I'm trying to think. I remember when Lich King expansion came out for a while. You couldn't get the collector's edition.
Right.
And then, like, they randomly popped up in Best Buy, like, 6 months later. A handful, like, three of them in per store or something.
Oh, I didn't
like
see. I didn't
so
know
they
that.
So they might pop up. Keep your eyes peeled.
They might, but this one's not going to pop up because this one's staying here with us so we can talk about the game in the future and how it's going and updates and so on and so forth.
Loverly.
So, once again, that is the ultimate Diablo 3 experience, the Diablo Collector's Edition, Diablo 3 Collector's Edition. Check it out at Blizzard.com. And with that, OG,
we're not done.
Up
next in the product spectacular Kota Bukiya,
we are so happy and pleased to once again be talking about Kota Bukiya, sir.
That's right,
Kota Bukiya products. Now, you remember back in the day, we used to talk about Kota Bukiya on a regular basis.
All of the times.
Yes, because of their Artifacts Star Wars figures. We were huge fans, okay? And then the Artifacts figures took a turn. They took a scale turn a little bit. Whoa. And they went down, and we talked at least 1,000 times about the new smaller scale Artifacts figures.
Right.
That instead of being one pose and one sort of thing, Kota Bukiya, in their brilliance, gave you options.
That's right.
You had a statue that you now could display with options.
A, B, A, B, C, B, C,
yeah,
B, C,
a million of them.
Yeah, a million, yeah.
Let's talk about the ones that we've, let's recap.
Sure.
The Stormtrooper 2-pack started this off.
That's right.
Stormtrooper 2-pack. You were able to build two complete Stormtroopers in the new scale, which is about, what, 7 inches, 6, 7 inches?
Thereabouts.
And you were able to build two of these.
The scale is one-tenth scale.
One-tenth scale. Yeah, right. So that's, I think, about 6 inches or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I'm just...
Okay. And you were able to build two complete Stormtroopers out of here with a variety of different poses. I think when we did the math, OG, it was something like 18 different poses or something like that that you're able to create.
Yes.
So you actually needed 9 boxes of these because there were 2 in a box.
Right.
In order to get the full range.
McGillicuddy.
They took that. They applied it to clone troopers.
Right.
They applied it to some special edition troopers like 501s and shock troopers. They have been doing this. And while they were doing that, they popped a few other things out as well. A
couple of singles.
1/10 scale Vader.
Right.
1/10 scale Boba Fett. 1/10 scale, I think R2 and 3PO have come out.
I need Vader and R2.
Yeah. And I think now what we're going to be talking about is maybe they've taken this idea of the single figure and they have applied the multi-figure sort of idea to it.
Yes.
And this is an OG. I hate to draw your attention back to the fact that we're doing a show, because you're staring and drooling.
Right.
But it is, in of course, in celebration of the anniversary of episode one. This is the Darth Maul Artifacts figure. Wow.
So, first of all, I like, you know, we keep on calling it figures, but if you actually look at the box or you look at the instructions
right.
that come with it, yes, there are instructions.
Instructions.
That come with this. They refer to them as pre-painted model kits.
Pre-painted model kits.
Which is really what it is.
I mean, it is,
because
right?
Because of the multiple
yeah, sure.
parts. So this is Darth Maul. He comes with two heads.
Now one is like
serious.
Serious expression.
Growling.
And growling. They're both serious, aren't they, by that definition?
No. Like the serious is closed mouth, right. kind of like, yeah.
Angry.
And the other one is open mouth. Yeah.
Like I just killed Qui-Gon. I'm about to do Obi-Wan. Right.
I'm about to go for sushi. Yeah. And then six arms.
Six arms, okay.
Three rights.
Uh-huh.
Three lefts.
Okay.
And then, of course, the torso and the body. I like that they're separated because you can do so much with that.
Is there one torso, one...
There's one torso, right. one main body.
Okay.
Six arms, two heads, one saber, magnetic base.
Okay. What about the legs? Or is that... did you include that as the
body? The legs are part of the lower body.
Okay, got it.
So, but that's okay because I think really with Maul, you know, he always kind of has that... He kind of always has that... Jedi fight pose,
Sith fight pose.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's really
ready for battle.
It's really in the placement of the hand.
Yeah,
and where the saber is,
right.
in his hands. So, the saber hilt, removable blades, so you can do one or two,
right,
depending on what you're going
one
for.
One lit, two lit,
right? No lit, I guess if you want that. The hilt. One thing that surprises me. And it's not a criticism, just surprised, because of all of the other options they give you with this, the hilt is one piece.
Okay. Oh, you mean rather than separating it
rather than
into
separating
two?
Into two pieces.
Okay, you know what, though?
But that's okay.
I appreciate that, because I think in the end, what they want you to take away from this is... Now, they give you some example poses on the box.
Right, and they give you like 10 combinations in the instructions.
In the instructions.
Yeah.
So I think what I want to say is he is at his most badass.
Oh, yeah. With
when it's one saber.
Oh, yeah. When it's one saber, both extended.
Right. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think I approve and appreciate the fact that they kept it as one saber. Because I think once he gets that saber cut in half, like, it's, you know, he don't have much time left. You know what I'm saying, sir?
No, you're right. The clock is
counting.
He's
on the defensive at that point. I would think when you get him and he has the one saber down in front of him and he has that one sort of I'm doing the force kind of thing.
Right.
Like the sort of like the two fingers thumb, two fingers up and the thumb thing.
He got force hands.
Force hands. I think when he's like, when he's doing that stuff, that's his most badass. And in combination with the fact that either one of the two heads in combination with any of these hands just absolutely makes him look badass.
I think I will likely go with closed mouth.
Serious.
Saber behind him. So that arm that's kind of like bent a little behind
right,
him.
Right.
With it extending the full length of his body. Force hand.
Force hand.
Yeah.
That's a nice combo.
That's a nice combo. I mean, when I get bored, I might just be like.
Yep. Can I carry the extra head?
No.
I want to see if it goes in a stormtrooper.
No, that would be really.
That would
cool.
be funny.
That would be awesome.
I don't know how interchangeable they are. I have to look, but
we could certainly play with it and find out.
That would be interesting. That said, though, let's talk about the sculpting. Holy crap!
Oh yeah, look, they're awesome. They always do a great job on these figures.
What is it with all due respect to Japanese companies in the sculpting?
They
got it down. Kia is knocking it out of the park.
They got it down.
Star Wars stuff is top notch. Let me tell you something. You're a Star Wars fan and you don't have Kotobukiya in your collection, you are missing out on some fabulous stuff.
It was, I'm going to say it was San Diego Comic-Con. And we were at the Koto booth. And
oh, they were sculpting live.
They got a guy there. I want to say he was sculpting Wolverine at the time.
Might have been something like that.
They had just gotten the Marvel license,
maybe.
But they hadn't actually put anything out. But the dude is sitting there all day just fucking tooling away at some clay.
Yeah. Like,
and
like
by the
it's
end
nothing.
Of the day, you're like, I want your little scrappy Wolverine
to
take with me home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And not only that, but, you know, it's in addition to the sculpting, the ingenuity of making these kits that you can very much personalize and you can that are so collectible and that they're so easily done. So I think model kit, I think, oh, man, I got to get my glue.
Right.
I got to get my tester's paint and I got to get the thinner and it's still going to be sticky after I'm done. None of that. You don't have none of that to worry about. It's all done. You just got to decide how you want them to look.
Yeah, I mean,
brilliant.
And one thing I will have to say that always impresses me with the Code of Bakia stuff, because you don't always see it in other products where they have pegged body parts. The seams are always really good.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the detail and the sculpting of where the seam is.
Yeah.
It's you can't see the seams.
Right.
Normally. So yeah, I'm really excited about this.
Let's check out CodoUSA.com is the website where you can check out more about the Kotobukiya Star Wars products, all their products.
It's actually not CodoUSA. It's CodoUS.com.
Oh, US, sorry. Yeah. CodoUS.com. Yeah, that's my bad. CodoUS.com. Check them out. You're going to see more of the stuff that they're working on, more of the stuff that's coming, more of the stuff that is available. You're going to see some amazing stuff. Uh-oh, what, OG? You just did that face. Did you go to CodoUS.com?
I did. Available in November. Star Wars Return of the Jedi Darth Vader. And I think by look, I can't tell if that's a lighting trick.
Oh, no. The helmet? Gonna look. Oh, yeah, it's going to light up.
Helmet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Must have.
Oh, yeah, that's going
to
be a good one.
I might actually have to just break down my yeah.
That's a good one, sir. That's when he's getting struck by the Emperor, right?
Yes.
And his head lights up
and
blue.
And the blue. Kodu.
You should be thankful. No one else is doing this sort of stuff. So that said, OG, I don't even want to get away from Kodo because I am so impressed with the Darth Maul piece. I think we got to talk about another Kodo phenomenon.
They have really taken this to a new level.
They have really. I don't know where they got this idea, but I don't care. Kodo has now you remember we talked about the Star Wars chopsticks.
The lightsaber chopsticks.
Lightsaber chopsticks, right? We talked about
those. Which has expanded now to like every saber imaginable generic I think they have now.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff. They started putting out right around the same time. You remember they put out the little Han in carbonite ice trays.
I do remember that.
Or silicone trays. I'm not sure if they're calling these ice trays or silicone trays.
Silicone ice tray.
Ice tray. So there you go. Now, they have enjoyed the success that they should have enjoyed because this product is cool. And they have expanded that product into a whole line of products.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Ice trays. Let's talk about the ones that we have. In the Star Wars category, we have Stormtrooper and Darth Vader helmets.
That's right.
It's a fully rendered helmet. It's like they sculpted the helmet and then they made an ice tray out of it.
We actually they had some of these on display. I don't think they had used ice. They used something else, but they had what it looks like like after it's been poured.
Now these are silicone. Can we use these for like baking? It says do not place near fire or hot temperatures.
So it is not baking silicone.
I guess not, but I thought it was with silicone. I thought you could bake it.
No, it's probably like a silicone
something mix.
Yeah.
Look, you don't want to put these near hot something anyway. These are awesome for ice cubes, especially for parties and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. I mean, you can make 6 Stormtrooper heads and 6 Vader heads in the 2 sets. You just make a bunch, stick them in a bag, make an next bunch when you're leading up to your party.
Yeah.
You got interesting ice that people will talk about.
Of course.
It's awesome. Let's talk about some of the other ones. You know that they have a DC license, right? So I'm jumping ahead. Let's talk about Star Wars
for a second.
How about the Millennium Falcon?
I like the Falcon.
The Falcon
ice cubes are huge, though. There's only two.
Two in that tray. I'm trying to figure, is it two? No, it's the same. I thought it might be two.
Like top and bottom.
I thought it was top and bottom.
No. I think it is. I believe
it's just top.
It is just top.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And then you get 6 X-Wing fighters.
Right.
Which to me look like they're in scale with the Falcon. Yeah, I'd say that's right.
I'd say that's about right.
So you get the X-Wing fighter tray in there as well.
Right.
Other licenses, you know they have a DC license.
Right.
Right? They got the Superman and Batman symbols.
Sure.
Two different sizes on both of those. So in Superman, you get 6 large and 4 like medium to small.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm going to take a step to the side and back for a second.
Okay.
Just since the Star Wars. The Han Solo and Carbonite and the R2-D2
right.
were like that.
R2-D2.
One big 4 small, and Han was one big 6 small.
Got it.
So anyway,
DC. Also, Batman gives you 4 large, 3 medium to smalls, Batman's symbol.
Right.
And they have, I wasn't aware, did they have an alien license?
They do.
I wasn't aware of that.
There are two different trays for this as well.
Yeah. So what you have here is you have the alien egg.
Right.
You get 1 large egg and 4 smaller eggs.
Correct.
Right. But you get half an egg. So I think you got to make one and then put it out and then fill it with water and then put the other one kind of just on top.
And try to get like
and try to get when it freezes. Yeah. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. You can just create ice alien eggs. How cool is that?
Then what you have to do is you have to go and you have to find, I forget who it was. I want to say it was McFarlane put out an alien set years ago and it had little tiny face huggers.
Oh, really?
Set, put it in the alien egg so when it melts, face hugger.
Choking hazard, sir. It could be a choking hazard.
Yeah, and?
When I was a kid,
we had the ice cubes with a little spider ring in the middle of them.
This one's called Big Chap.
Yeah, this is like alien head.
Yeah, it's just a big, giant alien head. You get 2 large heads and 4 smaller heads.
Right.
This one looks like it's 2 sides to me.
I don't think so.
Really? I can't tell, because they're facing different directions, you see? I can't really tell.
Yeah, I think they might be facing different directions. Well, I guess the head is completely symmetrical anyway, in theory, so it could work as 2 sides.
I guess, yeah, I didn't think about that. The point is, though, is that Kotobukiya is taking this idea and they've exploded with it.
And I should say the price point on those things, fantastic.
Do you know what it is?
$9.99.
Is that the SRP?
That is the SRP.
Did we talk about the SRP of Darth Maul?
We did not, but I could certainly pull that up.
Okay, while you're pulling that up, I'm going to mention, in celebration of our reunion with Kotobukiya, we are going to be giving away 1 set of these awesome silicone ice trays every single week.
$49.99.
Every single week, we are going to be giving away a set of the Kotobukiya ice trays. Now, how are we going to do this? Well, let me tell you how we're going to do this. We are going to just take calls to the GVM line.
That's right. 425-920-6050.
That's all we're taking is calls to the GVM line. Come on and say why a ice tray like this is super cool and why you have to have it.
Okay.
And we're going to say what each one is each week. So here's the one we're giving away this week. We're going to start off with a wallop.
All right.
It is the Millennium Falcon.
Right.
Ice tray, silicone ice tray from Kotobukiya, kotous.com. And what we want you to do is we want you to go over to the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And tell us why a silicone ice tray of the classic ship, the Millennium Falcon, is cool and you need to have one.
Okay.
And we're going to pick that winner next week.
That's right.
When we announce the next
right
ice tray set that we're going to give away.
Lovely.
For the next, 6 weeks? Something like 6-8 weeks? We're going to be giving these things away.
That's
in cooperation with Kotobukiya, kotous.com.
So let's actually pick a date. Rather than just say next week, let's say that you have to submit your entry Monday, June 11th.
Monday, June 11th by 5 p.m.?
Yeah.
Eastern Standard Time?
Sure.
U.S. time for you Europe-y listeners?
Right.
Or you listeners in other countries?
You know, Eastern Standard Time really just encompasses U.S. time.
Does it?
Yeah, because really? Eastern Standard Time is in the U.S.
Yeah, but what about people in California?
That's They could apply Eastern. You don't have to say U.S. is what I'm saying.
I'm just letting in. I'm just letting
say Eastern Standard Time.
I'm letting the listeners in other countries know.
If they can't figure it out, they don't get to win.
Okay, good point. Listeners in other countries, I would enter before Monday the 11th. To tell us, first of all, you're going to leave a message for us on the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And you are going to tell us why the Star Wars Millennium Falcon silicone ice cube tray from Kotobukiya, kotous.com, is super cool and why you have to have it.
Right.
And that's what we're going to do. And then we're going to keep doing them as long as we got them. Bam.
Sounds good.
Bam. We're doing at least a contest a week on this show for the entire summer. We're giving stuff away. Tell a friend contest. We got this contest. We got Lego stuff coming up. We are all over the place, my friend.
That's craziness.
We are giving stuff. It is our summer of it's our summer of thanks.
Speaking of the tell a friend contest, don't forget that ends June 6th.
June 6th.
So we will be picking winners on the show that comes out after that.
I'd like to announce one of the prizes today.
Go ahead.
Date with OG.
No. No,
that's dinner not. Date. Dinner and dancing with OG.
That is not.
If you like ska.
That is not.
And you know how to skank.
That is not a prize. No, I don't think my wife would appreciate that.
Oh, well, then I guess she won't appreciate the other prize either.
No, but no, she would definitely not appreciate that either.
OG son Frodo.
No, he is not up for auction.
Prize must be fed and watered.
And changed.
Changed. Oh, I forgot. So yeah, but we have some fabulous prizes for those, and we're going to be talking about those prizes in the very near future.
We'll actually announce what those prizes will be
the day of. No, the day of.
Well, yeah, well, that
when we give them away, we're going to say
the next episode we record is the day the contest ends.
Oh, so it'll be the one after that when we pick the winners.
Right.
Yeah, got it.
Okay. So with that, I think we could probably take our final break.
You sure, OG? I mean, we covered everything?
We've covered everything. I don't think there's anything.
There's a few things here we could do.
We could talk about some real old shit in the studio if you want. But I think it would behoove us
to take a break. I just want to say there's this whole box full of...
And it can wait. That shit don't go stale.
I'm so excited about it, though.
You know, do you know what the breakdown of that shit lasts for like thousands of years before it biodegrades. We got plenty of time.
Some of that stuff will never biodegrade. Right.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 4,000.
Wow. If we get to 4,000, we will be old.
If we get to 4,000, medical science will have evolved so much.
We will be bicentennial, man.
Right, exactly. It's ridiculous. Cyborg OG, cyborg Big Kev.
And with that, OG, we will take that final break, and we'll be right back with the abbreviated wrap-up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 249, the episode 249 Product Spectacular. Kotobukiya!
This is David Naughton from An American Werewolf in London, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 249, the episode 249 Product Spectacular.
You just you worked on it the whole break, didn't you?
The whole break. I wrote it down. Flashcards. I was like asking my son to repeat it back to me. He couldn't do it. But we got it.
He got this out. Bye, 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 bye.
He got a bye, bye.
Hey, speaking of things we want to get out there, Superpower Collectibles, OG.
That's right.
SuperpowerCollectibles.com is your website for comics, collectibles, all sorts of jazz over there.
Awesome statues and product by companies like Gentle Giant and NECA, not to mention comic books, like you said, weekly.
Yeah.
Definitely want to check out SuperpowerCollectibles.com. And, of course, there's more.
Yeah.
There's a coupon code.
If you enter the coupon code BIGKEV, you are going to save $10 on any $50 order.
That is amazeballs.
That is amazing. So look, let's do the math, kids.
All right.
You're going to buy collectibles.
That's right.
You're going to buy statues. You're going to buy comic books. Why not go over to Superpower Collectibles? You go over. You're going to spend $50. You know you're going to. So you spend your $50. You use the coupon code BIGKEV. That helps out the show. That also helps you out because you then save $10 on any order over $50.
That's right.
So you're helping yourself. You're helping Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
You're helping Superpower Collectibles. Everybody gets helped. You're doing a world of good, and all you got to do is save money.
And I should say now that Superpower Collectibles also offers free shipping on orders over $99.
There you go. Free shipping on orders over $99. So now, let's say you do an order that's $100.
Right.
Right? $100, you get free shipping.
Right.
Coupon code Big Kev.
Right.
You save $10. Now, your stuff is $90.
Word!
I love when I gotta spell the math out like
that. I like when you can do math. Without a calculator.
I was doing that in my head.
I know. I was impressed.
I was. That's why there's a little. He's a little stunty.
We don't have an abacus in here, but I was impressed. Like, you got that. You got that shit.
Gotta keep my pocket abacus on me. Superpowercollectibles.com. Check them out ASAP. OG. What did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
A plethora of detritus. According to Simon Pegg, Benedict Cumberbatch is not playing Khan. Iron Man 3 adds Jon Favreau returning his role as Happy Hogan, and we saw the Patriot armor. Ugh. G.I. Joe Retaliation. Not so well received.
Pushed off, but you can get some toys while you wait.
Of course, some of the toys have also been pushed off. And of course, we talked about Hannibal and Clarice, two Silence of the Lambs related TV shows coming to you from NBC and Lifetime, respectively.
I ate his liver.
In DVDs this week, True Blood Season 4.
With some fava beans.
In comic books this week.
And a nice Chianti.
Star Trek The Next Generation Doctor Who crossover, Issue 1, is out this week. Also, Batman Annual Number 1, part of the new DC 52, out this week, continuing the Night of the Owls story. Although it says that on the top, but I thumbed through it. I didn't see any Night of the Owls in there.
I didn't either.
But the important part about this is it reintroduces Mr. Freeze into the new 52 universe.
Also from DC, you want to check out Batman Beyond Unlimited Number 4. It really is a great book. Yeah, I don't understand why more people aren't reading it. From IDW, this is Rocketeer Adventures 2, Number 3.
Nice.
Which is the anthology series we've been talking about. And also from Marvel, Avengers vs. X-Men crossover books, Wolverine and the X-Men Number 11, X-Men Legacy 267. I just don't understand why I'm buying some books. However, I do understand why I'm buying great books like Baltimore, The Cursed Bells from Dark Horse, Volume 2. This is $24.99 for the hardcover, and maybe the coolest Batman book I have seen in quite...
The Resistance.
Absolutely, in quite some time. Batman Death by Design, written by Chip Kidd, designer and awesome book guy, writing his first graphic novel with amazing, groundbreaking, unbelievable art by some dude named Dave Taylor from the UK, who's done a bunch of stuff that you've heard about, we mentioned earlier. This is also going to run you $24.99. Both books are equally valuable at $24.99.
And product reviews tonight, we talked about...
We didn't do a damn thing.
No, not at all. We talked about Tanner Action character figures.
Right.
The Phoenix.
Right.
Great figure.
Right from Marvel.
Despite the mittens.
OG a little hung up on mitten hands.
But really a good figure.
Right. From Blizzard. Blizzard Entertainment. Blizzard.com. You want to check out the Diablo 3 Collector's Edition. It comes with 800 bazillion things to make your Diablo 3 experience a collectible, extended, awesome one.
Of course, then we moved into Cotobukiya, and we talked about the...
No, we didn't.
We didn't?
No, sir. You skipped right over Eagle Moss Collections, DC Superhero Collection Number 107, Lead Figure of Gold. It's still funny. It's still funny.
Only to you.
Turning lead into gold. That's funny. Come on. Great little figure. Great series of figures, and we really, really like them. Check out Gold from the Metal Men.
Then we moved into Cotobukiya. Artifact Statue.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
Artifact Statue Darth Maul. This is going to run you $49.99 if you pick it up over at their website.
Is that the SRP?
That is the SRP.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that affordable.
Two heads, six arms, one awesome magnetic base.
Yeah.
Definitely check this out.
You know, this is, they refer to this as a painted model kit.
That's right.
And the most awesome thing about it, and you know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say the sculpting and all that. That's all awesome. Best part about it This is your figure. You individualize how this figure. Right. I'm telling you, man, I have the Stormtroopers myself. We actually gave away a set of the Stormtroopers a while ago. And we had the guy who won those wrote in and said how awesome they were and posable and all that. This is an awesome, awesome product.
Absolutely. And then, of course, moving into a realm that Kodu has somehow cornered and blowed up.
They blowed it up good.
The world of ice trays.
Yes, the silicone ice trays, which you would think, where are we going with silicone ice trays? It was kind of funny when it was hot and carbonite.
Right, hot and carbonite, right.
Because that's funny.
Right.
But now they have expanded on that. They've included other licenses like DC and Alien, and they've done way more Star Wars ones. They are awesome. And for the SRP...
$9.99.
You can get some really interesting... ice that you can discuss.
And of course, we announced we're going to be giving away these over the next couple of weeks. The first
weeks. We're into the summer with the ice trays.
The first one, of course, is the Millennium Falcon. And that contest is going to run from the 4th of June through through the 11th of June at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All you have to do is call the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And tell us why you think the classic Millennium Falcon transformed into an silicone ice tray, why that is super cool, and why you have to have it.
Right.
That's all you have to do. And then we're going to pick up with the next one. And we're going to keep doing it as long as we have these ice trays. They are awesome. We love them.
And with that, I think we're done.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I thought we talked about like 18 other things.
No.
Man, I am pumped. Like, do you want to do some more
stuff?
Because I'm pumped, sir. I can keep going.
No, I got to pump.
This Kotobukiya stuff is awesome.
I got to pee.
I'm so happy that we got this stuff.
I'm super excited, too. It's great to be
and
working.
And we're so glad that, you know what? It's the summer. Collectible ice trays. Word. Hello, Big Kev's Geek Stuff. With that, folks, I'm going to end episode 249 of Big Kev's Geek Stuff the way I end all episodes, by saying... good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
We thought that most of you were asleep, especially tiny tots in your